I'm Phoebe, and welcome back to Northwest Orbit, our local music program here on Space 101.1 FM. This November, we've been spotlighting Drench Fries, the jangly bedroom pop project of Seattle singer-songwriter Levi Natress.
I'd be counting down the days if I knew.
Shared with us how he got started playing music, growing up in San Diego and singing in front of an audience for the first time.
So I played piano since I was a little kid. And I mean, I was playing in, me and my friend in middle school, we like did YouTube covers together. I wasn't singing, I was just playing piano. And then, so like, I was kind of playing since then. And like, we would do like an open mic night occasionally, but it wasn't until like my sophomore year, me and my friend Matt and Connor were like, we need to start like an indie rock band. Like, do you guys want to play indie rock music? And yeah, we did that, and it was really fun and really bad. And there was a very small like DIY scene in San Diego, but we somehow like found our way into it. It was because of these older kids at our high school who were like making cool indie music, surprisingly, because like there's just not really much of that happening in San Diego, except for like what felt like at our high school and like, yeah, just a few other groups in town. So yeah, we started playing DIY shows and just like fell in love with it. Fell in love with just going to those types of shows around that time too. Yeah. But I still hadn't like, I mean, I was helping like write songs. It was that kind of band where we were all like kind of really collaborating, but I wasn't really singing or like writing my own songs at the time, at least like publicly. That was probably not, I think the first show I played of my own songs singing was my first year of college, my only year of college, kind of later into that year, because I didn't know anyone. So I was like brave enough because I didn't have any friends there. Yeah, that was like a big hurdle for me. It was just singing.
Levi talked with us about the bands that have influenced him.
It wasn't till high school that I started getting into music that was, I don't know, that I was connecting with in a way that was like, I feel like I could do this, and not like a just, wow, this song is so good. I could never do that. I don't know. The first singer-songwriter who I got into where it like, I just became obsessed and was, wow, like this person can't sing and like can't really play guitar, but the music is amazing. And that was Bright Eyes. And like, I was just obsessed with Bright Eyes in high school. And then after that, just started finding like Wilco and Neutral Milk Hotel was really big for me then. Yeah, those were like my gateways to the larger like indie music world.
When she sings, your heart will know.
About 6 years ago, Levi moved to Seattle to play music. He shared with us his first impressions of the Seattle music scene.
Yeah, we moved up here and we were like all so, I was still 18, I think, and Yeah, I think we were all 18 or 19, and we had never like lived on our own before, and it was just like this crazy experience. But once we like kind of got on our feet, I guess we started going to just like local shows of bands that we liked that were coming through town. So not totally local, but we've found some cool local openers through that. Like the first show we went to was this band Level Up playing at the Black Lodge, and Great Grandpa was on the bill, and Trash Lord, which was Dylan from Great Grandpa's band. And yeah, we were just like, whoa. Oh, and Whitney Ballon was also on that bill. So it was just like some of the best bands in Seattle, like we're opening for Level Up at this really cool DIY venue. And we were just like, wow, this place is amazing. Yeah, we like fell in love with all those bands.
Out My Window is the third track off of Drench Fry's 2022 EP, Being Silver, and we got to hear the story behind the song.
I wrote that song in 2020, I think. I was writing it kind of in anticipation of this road trip I was doing with one of my childhood friends. He just asked me if I wanted to like go on this like long road trip randomly, because I have this van that I used to live in, and it's like converted and great for road tripping, not great for living. And so it was 2 weeks on the Oregon and California coast, and we were wanting to record and like make music on the road trip. I wrote this song before the road trip, about the road trip, I guess. It was weird. There was a few lyrics that were really specific that I didn't realize until like later on after the road trip, but they like manifested in reality. Some kind of, I don't know, maybe I just did them subconsciously because they were in the song, but kind of forces outside of my control. So that was cool. It's kind of just a song about like my friendship with him and traveling, driving. I like to write songs about driving and being on the road. So yeah, here's Out My Window.
Watch the day break through the soft haze of the fog along the shore. Half asleep, but feeling more alert than the night before. I wanna see you in the pale blue light reflecting off the moon, breathing smoke and singing country.
Thanks for tuning in to the second episode of Northwest Orbit with Drench Fries. You can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Drench Fries, you can check out their music and merch on Bandcamp or keep up with them on Instagram. We'll catch you next week.